In Acts chapter 16, Paul sees a vision of a man saying, "Come over into Macedonia and help us." Paul on that journey had not necessarily intended to be at Troas, nor had he been in Macedonia. He had left from Antioch with the purpose only of going to up in the areas where they had gone on that first missionary journey, and then there was the opportunity to go and to teach others. They wanted to go to Asia. They were not able to go to Asia. They wanted to go to Bithynia. They were not able to go to Bithynia. And now they arrive there at Troas, and there is this vision that John has. I want you to understand that Paul's vision of missionary work may not have been the same as God's vision. He wanted to go to Asia. He wanted to go to Bithynia. He would have willingly gone anywhere, but he thought maybe this is the place that we ought to be. But God oftentimes sees mission work in a way that we do not see it. So in this lesson today, we are going to try to look at doors of opportunities that lie before us. It's rather interesting to read the rest of Acts chapter 16. The Bible says in verse 10, immediately they did something about it. The door was open and they stepped in through that door. They go over to Philippi and they don't leave behind a great and vibrant church, but they leave behind a small church that, as far as we know, is made up of two or three members. That's all, two or three families. They go down to Thessalonica and there's great persecution and they're driven from there to Berea, where people are more honest. They get to Athens, and there's not a great reception of the gospel. He gets down to Corinth. Folks, he's already been through all of Macedonia. He's now down in Achaia, down in that other part of Greece. And a lot of things are happening. He doesn't understand that doors are opening. In fact, in Acts chapter 18, when he arrives down at Corinth, the Lord says, "Paul, don't you be afraid. I have many people in this city." Evidently, Paul was discouraged. Paul was concerned about the opposition that was there. And the Lord says, "I see it different from the way that you see it." And so it's our obligation to try to see mission work like God sees mission work. Last Sunday, we've talked about the fact that the Lord has blessed us in so many ways. Next Sunday, we will be having that special Mission Sunday contribution. It's be on January the 26th. And every dollar that you give next week will be devoted to mission work. We run this church and we pay light bills and other expenses other than mission work. It is paid from that other contribution that's made all the other 51 Sundays of the year. But on this Sunday, the elders have seen fit to challenge us by saying, "We want this church to be involved in mission work, and every dollar that is given will be devoted to mission work." And that's really what this lesson is all about. We looked last week at all that has happened in the 16 years that we have done this special Sunday, this special contribution. We have averaged $133,000 every Sunday. That is remarkable how many dollars have been given to help the Lord's work. May I say, and may we always keep this in mind, it is not about us. We're not talking about what we have done, and let's get that out of our minds. We, like Paul, have heard a Macedonian call, and we have tried to respond to that and to do it to the very, very best that we have done. And if we walk away being proud of the fact, look what we have done over the last 16 years of mission work, we've misunderstood what mission work is all about. It is not us, it is God. And so I want to express to you the plans that our elders have laid out so that we in this year, the year 2020, to have 2020 vision about mission work, about things that lie before us. We do this by having a pyramid that appears on the screen, and at the bottom of that pyramid is the base number. When we started this work of mission work, we were committed at that time to $50,000 a year. Over $1,000 a week was given toward mission work. And we were glad to be able to do that. But when the elders came before this church and says, we could do more, could we not? You heard the Macedonian call. You heard that challenge. And that Sunday, this church gave $125,000. And that is there. And we needed 50 because that was the base number. And 2.5 times what the elders have said, this is what we have been doing. Let's see if we can do more. We said to the elders, we're going to do 2.5 times what you've challenged us to do. And we ought to be thankful to be a part of that. That base number has grown. It continues to grow because we continue every year to add other individuals to works that we support regularly. You and I need to understand that in that base, we have been supporting 2 missionaries in Africa, Nana Afforji and Tamuka Arunisha, who is in Zimbabwe. We have been supporting these 2 missionaries there since 1989 for one, 1994 for the other. What's happening over there? It's difficult to know how to communicate to this church all that these men are doing. Josh has been able to visit that work in Nigeria where Nana Afforji is. We know about that work. We know of others over the years. We know of other missionaries who are going to Nigeria, and we say, go down and see what Nana Afforji is doing. Try to help us understand that this is a good work. And Nana Afforji is that kind of individual who sends back report, and we know a lot about what he is doing. The work down in Zimbabwe is an amazing work. The inflation there is astounding. That which used to cost a small amount just to buy a loaf of bread now takes almost a wheelbarrow full of money to go in and buy just one loaf of bread. The work there is in dire circumstances, but right in the midst of all of this is Tamuka Arunishi and the work that he is doing. He is working with 3 different congregations. He has a truck that he drives between all of this, and every year on those terrible roads that are there, for the government does not keep up the roads, they don't have the money. You and I need to understand that those tires wear out. And for the last several years, we've replaced those tires, this church has. We are more and more becoming heavily involved in the support of this work of Tamuka because of the fact that a church in California that was larger in number and at that one time had a large contribution given to them when some member died and left money for mission work, they've run out of that kind of mission money. And so we said to that church in California, thank you for letting us help you in this work. And they are continuing to help, but they're having to help on a diminishing amount. And so the base number that we are putting in that work has increased. You look at that base number, and what shall we say about Robert Martin? Robert, to say the name in this church, just shouts with astonishment in our minds to understand. When Robert first became a part of that work in the South Pacific, the church was on at least 4 islands, maybe 6. The church is now on 22 of the 24 island groups in the South Pacific. Robert's been a large part of it. No glory and honor to Robert, but thank God that we've been a part of supporting Robert Martin since 1989. And we are really, really thankful to be associated. He comes back every year, and we don't have to talk about the fact, because of the generosity of this church and the fact that you exceeded the challenge that our elders gave to us 2 years ago, we were able to print 20,000 tracts. and give them all to Robert that were scattered all over the South Pacific. And Robert is a large part of this number of dollars that we spend in this base number every month. We've been supporting Joey Treat down in the South Pacific. And while he has left the work that he was involved in, and Wayne Parker is now in that work, we'll say more about him in just a moment, he's moved up to Guam. And Robert and Joey is there involved in helping three congregations on Guam. But we are now supporting Wayne Parker. We began supporting him in Ponape in 2017, and the islands that are around that part of the South Pacific, and regularly he gives us support. In fact, Wayne Parker will be here in September to report about the work that he has been doing, and he's a part of that mission work. If I say the name Yegros, that may not mean a lot to you, but when we were involved in that work in Paragraph, one of the leading families there in that work was the Yegros. Their son, Mauricio is now in the States, and he is part of beginning a work down in Coral Springs. And we regularly, every month, support the work that he has done. Many members from this congregation go down often to help them in relationship to this work. They'll have special days, and we become a part of helping them, and we are supporting him in that work down in Coral Spring. If I say 8 Mile Rock, that might not have meant a lot to you a year ago, but since that's part of the work that was damaged by that Hurricane Dorian, and we talk about the work in 8 Mile Rock. Are you aware that last year, from monies given to on Mission Sunday, that there was a large group that went over to 8 Mile Rock and knocked on doors? That's before the hurricane came. Was it about 2 weeks or 3 weeks before that work came? We helped support Tavaro in the School of Preaching. And we were a part of supporting him, and we are still a part of supporting that new congregation that is beginning over there in the Grand Bahamas. We also have been a part of helping them through that in that relief work that they've been doing in the Bahamas through the monies that have been that you have given and others have given. We added last year the work Robert Lupo. Robert is Bobo's uncle. He's in the poorest county in East Tennessee, and the church there needs help. And so we have added a small amount each month compared to the amount we give to someone like Robert Martin to help them in that work, hoping that they someday will grow to the point they'll be able to stand on their feet and will no longer need the support from us. But we are thrilled to be able to be a part of the work that Robert Lupo is doing. If we talk about Apologetics Press, think about all that's involved in that great work that is there. The number of tracts, the heart-to-heart, the Discovery magazine, the magazine that is presented in evidence, that unbelievable website that reaches in, and last year had over 200 nations, people from 200 nations went to their website. Are you aware of the fact that the monies that you are contributing and you will contribute next Sunday support that work? We are a part of that work. In fact, we have a very, very special relationship to that work that they are doing there. And every year, our elders make trips up to Montgomery, where that place is, to sit down with those men who head up that work, who are publishing all of these things that are involved, tracts and booklets. They're writing Vacation Bible School material, and they are every week, almost every one of them are out preaching somewhere about the evidence about there being a God. Our nation is under attack from those who are unbelievers, and we're doing all that we can to be able to help and support that. The monies that you have given and the monies that you will give, As you think about the fact that this next Sunday we're going to have a special contribution, as you're trying to decide how much to give, understand that the monies that you give will be part of getting the gospel to 200 nations around this world. God help us to see that door of opportunity that God has opened before us. Many of you have that study Bible that they have produced, the one that has the help studies in it, and this congregation, I think, brought nearly 50 of those, and many of you have that Bible as your own study of the Bible. That it was printed initially because they needed money to begin that project, and the monies that this church had given, that surplus money that you'd given at other times, we gave them $10,000. You go ahead and get started on this project. As the thing became was becoming finished last week or last year, this church gave another $10,000. We believe in the work that they're doing. We believe in the fact that people need to understand that there is a God and that their faith can be defended. Let's add on that pyramid the fact of our senior high and our adult summer mission trips. We talked last week about the 35 countries that monies have gone to, helping people go and be involved in that mission work. A part of those trips were made by our young people. Young people, you are a vital part. Junior high, senior high, listen, you're not the church of tomorrow. We see you as vital members of this church. And you become our missionaries. And next Sunday when we give, and when this number is announced next Sunday, you need to understand that this church believes in you. And so again this year, our young people will be making that mission trip. Add to that the work that is happening in Easter Islands. A very small congregation, but there's a lot of good that is being done. A lot of seed is being sown. And in this next year, Josh will make two trips down to Paraguay along with others, make two trips to Paraguay to try to help that work just get better. Or I say to Paraguay, I should have been saying Easter Island, forgive me. Make that trip to Easter Island to help that work really, really get great. As I say, Paraguay, could we go back and talk about what's happening right now in Paraguay? Can we talk about the fact that Chris Fry, a member of this congregation, was a part of starting that? And Tim, you and Beth have got to be proud to have a son like that. And we were a part of the beginning of that work. And when you add to that the work that was done by Josh Blackmer and by Troy Spradling, we've been a part of that work almost since it really became vibrant down there, and now that church is there, and it doesn't have an American there. Why? The purpose of mission works has got Americans out of the way. And that's what we're hopeful to be able to do someday down into Easter Island. And let's talk about the house to house. Because of monies that you will give this next year, 3,300 homes in our area will receive that magazine that we mail out. We do not always send it exactly to that to the same 3,300 homes. We rotate in around our building, different areas, and so but from various zip code numbers, and so that publication will go. It's done on a quarterly basis. We change those numbers and the places to which they go. To do all of that this next year, God being our helper, we must have $88,800 to be able to do that work. Now the challenge before our elders is, let's do more. That open door. The call to come over to Macedonia continues to come in, and we really want to have monies enough to arrive at this next level. If we can give $101,800 next Sunday on one of those trips down to Easter Island, Josh will be able to take 500 more Bibles. Are you aware that literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of Bibles are now all over Eastern Island because of this congregation. The truth of the matter is that, you know, we've got, Josh, how many have you taken? Have you taken 1,500 yet, or is it getting close to that number? 1,000 Bibles already down to that land. In an island group where there are 7,000 people, 1,000 Bibles are there, and they were paid for by Palm Beach Lakes. God help us. And a Macedonian call comes, and it is our plans to be able to do that, provided we have reached these numbers that are on this level. We also, throughout the year, receive special requests of people going on mission trips. Not just our young people, they are in the very base of it, but over the years, there are groups that go on mission trips, and people come and they say to this eldership, there's a group that is going to this place or to that place, and that's how we went to those 35 countries and 4 continents that we talked about last week. And this year, there will be those requests that will come. And what we try to do is to say to the individuals, not that we will pay your whole ways to be able to go over there, but we'll be a part of that because we believe in you. And young people, we're thankful that whenever you go on your mission trip, especially this one this year, that you'll be raising part of that money. I know it's hard, but it will help you recognize that others really believe in you because you've got to get out and raise those kinds of monies to be able to do that. And so we provide some of that money for those mission trips. If we can reach that 101,000, we want to support Phil Sanders. You and I need to understand the great things that are happening there in that search for the Lord's way. And we have been able, because of the surplus money that has been given, to give even more. But on this first level above the base, the elders want us to give thousands of dollars to help that search for the Lord's way. We said last week, there are 210 television markets in America. A market might be involved 2 or 3 or 4 counties, wherever that television station is found. Search for the Lord's way is in all 210 of these markets. In addition to this, they're on shortwave radio, and they are broadcasting and radios in across America and in the islands, in various island groups. In fact, they are on the TV station that is there in the South Pacific, and the lessons that are broadcast there reach all the way down to New Zealand and almost all over the entire South Pacific. You can be a part of helping that work because Phil Sanders is on that radio station. We mentioned the fact that he's on WGN nationwide and worldwide every Sunday morning at 7 a.m. If you've got WGN, if you've got cable, or if you've got a dish, or if you've got satellite television, you can watch this program every Sunday morning at 7 a.m. and know that you are a part of this. This program has been on the air since 1980, and our elders strongly believe in this. To be a part of that, the elders say, let's give $101,000 this next Sunday. Well, what if we gave more than $101,000? What if we could give $115,000 this next Sunday, $115,800? Here's something that is really exciting. You know how many people are moving into this area? The Heart to Heart people who published the Heart to Heart House to House magazine recognize that there are people who are moving all the time. They are in transition, and what a prime opportunity that is. When somebody moves to a new place, they're looking for a new church home. How would you like to be part of, in this immediate area, this next year, send to every one of those individuals a special issue of Heart to Heart magazine. That group in Jacksonville, Alabama has access to every person that moves into the areas that we'll mention in just a moment, moves into that area, and we can pick and choose to send it to all of these areas. We can pick carrier routes and everything within that. But they've said, you tell us where you want us to send this magazine, and it will be sent out to them. 2 weeks later, after they have received this special issue, there will be a card that is mailed to them that has nothing on it other than the return address and the information about Palm Beach Lakes. It's the kind of information that they receive. If you move from where you are this year to another house in this very same area, guess what you're going to get? Because every person who moves into this geographical area with your help, if we reach that $115,000 level, every one of them will receive that postcard that is from us. How many can be sent out? There are several thousand that could be sent out. The number last year appears to have been about 7,000 new people moved into these zip code areas, 33404, 33403, 33410, and 33418. Those are the zip code areas that are closest to this building. And because of your love and seeing the door of opportunity that lies before us, every person that moves into that area this next year will learn about Palm Beach Lakes. We want to also continue to use the Heart to Heart magazine in another way. We want to send the Heart to Heart magazine to those who visit our services and those who are your friends. You've seen that publication. You know that there may be others. Are there two or three people that you wish could get that every year? Or pardon me, every time it's mailed out? Are there those individuals that you would like for the rest of 2020 to receive that Heart to Heart magazine? People you've met, people you've talked the Bible to. Opportunity will be given to you very soon for you to submit their names and addresses of three friends. If you've got four, we might listen to four, provided somebody else only turns in two. But we want you to understand that that we want not you to send it to 50. Pick out the three people whose lives you really want to impact. Neighbors of yours, perhaps, or perhaps people that you met, people you work with. And this next year, they will receive that Heart to magazine over and over again. That very thing. We'll buy extra copies of it. We'll buy special envelopes. We will address and label these envelopes here. And we also, in addition to these, want to send that Heart to Heart magazine to everybody who visits our service. Visitors, if you gave us your address today, we thank God for it. For that means if you live in this area, that this next year you will receive that Heart to Heart magazine as it is published. We want to send this for a whole year. If we have $115,000in order to be able to do it. What's on the next level? If we can give next Sunday $125,000, $125,400, we want to help that work that is down there in Trinidad. We've given for the last 2 or 3 years. We have not added it to the base, that school of preaching that is down there in that area. But we want to continue to help that work that is there. That school has been there, pardon me, for more than 50 years. It was struggling financially 2 or 3 years ago when Dominic DeSantos, remember him. He was here in November, part of our lectureship. He, 3 years ago, took over the headship and the running of that school, and it is flourishing. It has people not only from the Caribbeans. This next year, it will have one student from Albania. Where on earth is Albania? I don't know, but I'm going to be a part of evangelizing that work that's over there. Is it in Czechoslovakia, Yugoslavia? You tell me that area. I know about where it, I know where to look on the map, but I'm telling you, there'll be a young man there that'll learn how to preach. And his plans are, because they do not come to that school in order that there might be other preachers to preach in that land, they come to that school in order that they may carry the gospel back to their own places. Isn't that amazing? The gospel from this congregation all the way to Albania. And we are so thankful for that. And we thank God for Dominique. And those of you who heard him speak know the abilities that he had. Teens, you remember him, at least some of you, that Bible study that you had with him. How would you like to have somebody like that, teens? He was associated with some of you. How would you like to have somebody like that training you to be a missionary? If we can give this next year $115,000, that will enable that to happen. But also at that same level, $125,000, we will be able to do that. Also, over the years, this church has supported individuals in schools of preaching. We have, in a small, limited way, supported some 11 or 12 individuals to attend schools of preaching. There are those whom we work in a great, great, abundant way. If we talk about those individuals who, like Troy Spradling and like Brad Schultz, and Josh, did we help you while you were in Southwest? I don't think it was you, but we wish we could have, because that's the kind of people that we want to have to be a part of this. We don't know who this person is, but this eldership is committed to training men to preach. Young people, young men, we're trying to do all we can in this church to give you opportunities to get a taste of it here, hopefully that you might decide to do that. We don't help you. We don't pay you to go to Christian colleges and get a liberal arts education and learn trigonometry and math and biology and all of these things. But to those who go to schools of preaching, we have supported them. It may be that you are some young adult here and you've thought about preaching. Would you not give serious consideration? Young adults, I'm looking right at you. I'm looking right specifically at some of you. Would you not give some consideration to make a decision in your life, I want to preach the gospel? And you don't have to be young to do that. You know, if you're middle-aged, maybe even older, we'll do that. But this church believes in schools of preaching. To go there and at some of those schools of preaching, to even be able to go, you sign an agreement before you come. I will study the Bible 6 hours a day. For the next 2 years, I'll devote 6 hours a day, 5 days a week in class, and 6 hours a day out of class studying the Bible. That's why our elders believe in schools of preaching. And Josh, you've been to a school of preaching. You've also been to Fried Hartman. I know where you learned the Bible. Thank God for Fried Hartman. Thank God for that Bible program there. But it is that intensive environment of schools of preaching. And we want to be involved in this. We do not know who that individual is. We are looking at some individuals. And our elders say, we want to be a part of that. We want this to find somebody to support in a school of preaching this year, God helping us. But suppose we gave more than that. Suppose next Sunday we could give $137,000. What could we do? We've already talked about the search for the Lord's way. We believe in that program so much. And if you've not seen it at 7 o'clock on Sunday morning, you need to listen to it. You will be jumping up and down excited about the clarity of the message that Phil Sanders. Phil's been here several times. I believe in 2 years he's coming back again for a gospel meeting. And we need to be thankful for him and for the work. and we believe in the work that we want to provide additional for that over and above what we've got in the first level, because it is worth it. That program costs $9,000 per day to operate. And so it's not a small amount that is needed in order to do that work. And they are constantly in need. In fact, when I talked to Phil the other day, he said contributions down this last year were down because some of those older folks who used to give are not giving. You get older, you die, you don't have the money, and we just need all the support that you can give. He was not asking, he was just explaining what we could be able to do if we were interested in it. Finally, in addition to that, last year, because of the abundance of the monies that you give, and because of our learning more in detail about a program that is called Truth for Today World Missions, there is a program that comes out of Arkansas, headed up by Clower is his last name. Can't think of it. Eddie Clower, I think, is his name. That is heading up that program, who is involved in, listen to this, in sending material to preachers in foreign lands. And throughout this year, we supported this, by the way, last year from the surplus monies that you gave above the pyramid. We became a part of that. But I want you to understand that because of this, 32,000 native preachers in almost around the world every month receive in English materials, helping them so they'll preach better. Studies of books of the Bible, studies about sermon outlines, instructions about how do you build a church, how do you do mission work, and here these native preachers who are there, never been to a school of preaching, don't have opportunity, but they're on fire for the Lord, and 32,000 of them every month will receive help. If we reach that $137,000 level, we'll receive help from Palm Beach Lakes. In addition to this, it's being translated, and I forget, it's in close to a dozen languages already, and it's being translated into other languages, this material. You want to be a part of that? Does that excite you about what lies ahead? When Paul received that Macedonian call, he did not know what was on the other side. He did not know what was over there in Macedonia when he arrived there. Had he known, he would have been excited to know about Lydia. Had he known, he would have been excited to know about that Philippian jailer. Had he known, he'd been excited to know about that church that was established there in Philippi. He wrote a letter back to them, one of the great, great churches. In all of the New Testament was the church at Philippi. In fact, at one time they were the only church. When other churches were unable to get monies to Paul, the church in Philippi more than one time was the church that sent to Paul. Are you excited about going to Macedonia, not knowing what's there? Yes. And gets to Thessalonica. Two of the books in the Bible are written to the church in Thessalonica. Paul, do you know what's over there? I don't know about it, but there's an open door. And when 16 years ago, the elders stood before this church and said, we're not sure what's out there, but we're ready to step through that door. We have some idea of some of the things that can be done. I pray that you will pray this day and this week, God, help me and my family to be a part of the challenge the elders placed before us. Hopefully, there will be more than the $137,000 that will be given next week. It's not that there are not other works that are there. The elders have selected these works because they know you and because they know your heart. And because they trust your willingness to sacrificially give. Sacrificially give. We hope you will give sacrificially this next year. Don't want to browbeat you, but want you to understand the joy that you can have knowing, the joy that you can have knowing what this church can do if God will help us. What's on this pyramid that you'd take off? I wouldn't take anything at all off of it. I wish we could give more. And I know that there are opportunities greater that are out there before us. God help us to find these open doors, and God use us in order that we may accomplish His work. Let's bow together in prayer. God, we pray for every family. We pray for every young person, for every boy, for every girl, for every single one of us. And help us, Father, not to be receivers, recipients of blessings, but help us to be givers. God, we thank You for the liberality of this church, especially in realms of mission work. We thank You, Father, that we can look back in this last year and see that one Sunday when we gave $22,000 to help in the Bahamian work, and so many have sacrificed even more that might be a reality. We thank You, Father, for the liberality of this church that has allowed this church in the last year to do more than $25,000 of local benevolence and helping those that are needful. But help us, Father, to never lose sight that Christ died not to feed the world, but Christ died that the world might be saved. And help us, Father, to never lose sight of the fact that the church exists so that the world may hear the gospel. Father, we thank You for using Palm Beach Lakes over all these years. And Father, as we decide what to give, help us to see those 32,000 native preachers around the world with their open hands saying, "Help us." Help us, Father, to be able to see that young brother from Albania with open hands saying, "I want to carry the gospel back to that land that's almost impossible for an American ever even to enter." And help us, Father, to be able to be sober in relationship to the blessings that You give us. Father, the jobs that we have, it's not we labor so that we might have, but so that we might have to give to those who do not have. And use us, Father, this year in an abundant way. We pray for a great victory this next Sunday. And help us, Father, to focus that it'll be You. You're the one who does it. And the glory and honor is Yours and not ours. In Jesus' name, amen. We now come to that part of our service where we understand that the purpose of Mission Sunday and the purpose of the church is to get the gospel to the whole world that the world might be saved. Let me ask you something. Are you saved? If you died right this minute, would you go to heaven? Hear me, I say it again. Are you saved? If you died right this minute, would you go to heaven? There are those in this audience who need to respond to the invitation of Jesus. How difficult is that? It's not difficult to believe that He's the Son of God. The evidence is overwhelming. And when you look at the fruit and the tragedy that sin brings in this world, it's not easy to repent, to turn away from all that there is in this world. Make up your decision to follow Him. And when we know that you believe Jesus, when you tell us that you believe Jesus is the Son of God, that's all we need to know about you. And then you can be baptized, and God will wash away every sin, every wrong you've ever done. Why would you leave this building not a Christian? He'll add you to the church. He'll make you a part of this great church of Jesus that spreads around the world with congregations like this congregation, reaching out and trying to teach others and establish congregations around the world who do exactly the same thing. Think of the Church of Christ here at Palm Beach Lakes, and then think of the Church of Christ universally, where this day there are people around this world who have worshiped God exactly the way you have worshiped God today, who've heard the preaching exactly like you've heard the preaching that comes from this pulpit, and they've heard it this day, and you can be a part of the great movement that God has on this earth, not to honor some man, but to bring honor to Jesus. And we wear His name, the Church of Christ, because we want to honor Him in the work that we do. Are you a member of the body of Jesus, the Church of Jesus? Why would you not become a member of that church and live that day from this day forward faithfully? And a crown of life awaits you. If you're subject to the invitation, won't you come right now as together we stand and sing, "Will You Come?"